And Cove Church, how are we? Man, it's a beautiful day. I love the rain. I love the cold. It looks and feels like January. Anybody with me? I don't care if you're from Alabama and you're like, the rain is... I don't care because guess what? This is the way God intended for this day to roll. This is the day that the Lord has made. And guess what? We are to be excited. We're to be rejoiceful in the midst of it. So who is with me this morning? Yes, that is the kind of day that this is going to be. So you just hold on, all right? Hey, we got some special folks up in the house today. Where are they at? Are they in here? No, they're out setting up out there, I suppose. We have some missionaries that are near and dear to our heart. They're a part of the Cove Church family. There they are. Hey, Curtis and Devery Coughlin of Kenya Relief. They're flying back to Kenya next Sunday, so that they couldn't work it out to be here with us next Sunday and share. So what we want to do is, if any of you are interested in hearing more about what God is doing in and through their lives and through that ministry, they're going to be set up out in the lobby. So on your way out, don't worry about where you got to be. Just worry about connecting with them. I was trying to think of something that rhymed, but it didn't happen. So... all right, so raise your hand, Devery. Say, hey, Devery. Y'all are horrible. Come on, y'all can do better than that. All right, so today we're going to start out with something a little different. We've done it before. So take your phones out if you have a smartphone. And I want to go ahead and encourage you to open up Messages and type in this number, 22333. I'm going to ask you three questions that have to do directly with what we're talking about today. And I'm going to go quick, so you need to answer quick. Don't overanalyze this. Don't be like, oh my goodness, that's so hard. That's just answer a question. This is anonymous. All right? You ready for it? Everybody say, if you got your phone up and ready to 22333, say, got it. The rest of you catch up. First question today, we're going to see some live results. Your name is not going to pop up. Nothing. Don't worry about it. So what qualities do you enjoy expressing in this world today? A, honesty. B, kindness. C, generosity. Or D, positivity. The type of person you are. This is what you want to express to the world every day of your life. Now, this is a desire. But it says that you enjoy. So this means what you're already doing. Oh, no, you cannot back up. You cannot redo. Some of you are like, that's what I wish to do. That's not what I'm doing. We'll give you about five more seconds. And what we see today is there's a lot of positive and kind people in the house and not very many that are generous. Honesty is starting to creep up in there. And then there you are. That's the person that's giving a little extra today. All right, so you see, it's a wide gamut. That's a beautiful thing to see. God has blessed us with many gifts throughout the house of God. Amen. Question number two. So what hinders you from moving forward in life? Is it distractions? Is it time? Is it lack of money? Or is it family issues? And if it's something else outside of those four, just pick the one that closely relates to your life. Today we're talking about moving forward, as we talked a little bit about last week. And so what is it in your life that you find sometimes hinders you? Whole lot of distracted people. Squirrel! Lack of money is the lowest. Give you about 5 seconds to make your decision. Your choice, and we're still way up there. Half of you, nearly half of you that are answering, it's distractions. I get that. That would be my number one. And the third and final question is, what would make you happy out of the four to discover true peace, or to explore and experience the world, or to experience true love? Or to become a greater version of yourself. About 10 seconds. See what you got. Bam! Wow! Okay, now some of the honesty's coming. Oh, no. Okay, true peace and a greater version of yourself. Good answer. So you see, all of these have to do with our purpose and moving forward in life. And you can see that we're all across the board. But today, I pray that no matter where you landed on your answers, is that as you walk out of here, that we are all challenged with something that we need to take captive and move forward in our life. Amen? So have you ever thought about purpose? Who in here has thought about purpose? Raise your hand. Because, you know, every year, as we come into this new year, every year there's a new book that's released to help people achieve their purpose. We got The Purpose-Driven Life, The Power of Purpose, Your Best Life Now, 10 Steps to Purpose, 7 Steps to Your Dream. Everyone seems to have the answer, so they're writing books about it. And then there was a well-known pastor, I love this quote, he said, "If you can't figure out your purpose, figure out your passion. For your passion will lead you right into your purpose." Amen? So let me ask you today, do you know what your purpose is? Do you know your purpose? Everyone under the sound of my voice this morning and that is alive in the world has a purpose assigned to him or her from birth. Whether you know it or not, I believe that every man, every woman, every child is destined to do something great for God. And the church said, I'm not convinced that you believe me yet, so we're going to continue. You see, we are all designed to believe in Christ, to be Christ-like, and then to partner in that relationship with Christ to achieve our destiny and our life's purpose. Who's with me? Hear me clearly this morning. No matter how old or young we are, as long as you have breath in your lungs and you're on this earth, God still has something for you to do. So let me say that in a different way, because a couple of you still need some convincing this morning, is that no matter how old or young we are, no matter what you've been through in life, no matter what we've done in life or who you've done it with, as long as we're on this earth, God has a purpose for our lives. All right, can you turn to your neighbor and say, God has a purpose for you? No, I said to say, God has a purpose for you. Go. Come on, say it like you believe it. Look at the person like you love them and say, God has a purpose for you, homie. You see, I don't know about you, but I don't believe God wants us to go through life just to be going through life. I don't believe in doing stuff just to be doing stuff. Who's with me? I don't believe in taking up space just to be taking up space. And if we're going to be here on earth, we need to be here for a purpose. Anybody with me this morning? I mean, purpose is a reason to get up in the morning. You know, in other words, purpose is a reason to live. So I ask you this morning, do you know your reason to live today? Let that sink in for just a moment. Why are you here? Why are you still here living in 2019? You see, you weren't born in biblical days. You weren't born in medieval times. But instead, God intentionally chose you to be born in the 20th or 21st century for such a time as this. So I ask you once again, what is your purpose? Why do you get up and go in the morning? What gets you fired up? Is it for your children? Maybe for your grandchildren? For your family? For the church? Is it for money? Is it for your own selfish ambition? Is it for school? Is it for your girlfriend or your boyfriend? Is it for God, maybe? Why are you here? You see, while all of us are called to a purpose, many of us fall into one of three categories this morning. Either we know our purpose and we're living it out. Got it? Going. Or we don't know our purpose at all. And we're just wandering aimlessly. Or third, we know our purpose, but the factors of life, distractions, continue to get in our way. You see, we've all discovered that life is going to consistently, for the rest of the days of our lives, going to put hurdles, obstacles, mountains, roadblocks, detours, barriers in our way. Anybody with me? Anybody following me now? I mean, we're all there. We've all been there. And in life, you and I are going to have haters. We're going to have jobs, bills, difficulties in school, personal issues, hang-ups, hurts, and pains, and politics. You're going to have the unknown and the unexpected that are all going to get in our way to strive to throw us off course. And you know who's the master of that? Who's the tempter? The evil one. And you see, some of us usually think about this or these two words. I quit. We just want to give up. We think of giving up before we ever reach our goals or reach our purpose because it's too hard. There's too many obstacles. There's too many mountains to overcome. And I feel like the people that love me the most sometimes are on the other side pushing against me. And you see this morning, life happens. But yet we still think about giving up. So sit with me here this morning and hear this today. God is calling us to be great men and great women of God. But for some of us, the hurdles have become too high, the mountains have become too mighty, the detours have become too dangerous, and the hurt has become too heavy. So if we're going to be honest with each other this morning, you already looked at each other, you're friends now, you told each other you got a purpose. So if we're going to be honest with each other this morning, from time to time, there are seasons in our life when you feel like quitting is a better option. We may think about quitting our job, quitting our marriage, quitting our friendships, quitting on our dreams, quitting on our family, quitting at school, quitting certain responsibilities, or even quitting on God. Because you see, sometimes in life, quitting just seems like it's the best thing to do. Do I have a witness up in here? Don't be acting all spiritual like you have never been there before. I've never thought about quitting. Now I see what kind of pastor you are. For real? You're going to go there? I can read your mind. Are there any folks in here who can be honest and admit that they've thought about quitting at some point in their life? Yeah, you see how many hands went up? You're not by yourself. Thought about giving up, thought about filing for divorce, thought about waking up one day and just leaving, thought about walking away and leaving the church, thought about quitting that team or that club, thought about turning your resignation letter in, thought about packing your bags, thought about throwing in the towel. There's a newsflash this morning. If you've ever thought about quitting, you see this morning that you're not the only one. Many before you and many after you will. The good news this morning is that there's hope found in the scripture passage that we're studying throughout this series for all of us who have ever felt like giving up. So Cove Church, this morning, as we dive into this text once again, the Apostle Paul gives us the good news that we're in search of and our title today, which is keep moving forward. Say it with me in 3, 2, 1. Keep moving forward. Say it like you believe it. Keep moving forward. You see, if you remember last week, I suggested that Paul was saying that his goals were summed up in one word, and that word starts with a J, and his name is Jesus. That was his goal. His goal was Jesus. And in the verses that follow, Paul gives us some guidelines as to how we can focus on our spiritual growth, how we can keep moving forward. And if you're ready to press on and hear what he has to say and hear what the Word of God is saying to us and what the Holy Spirit is brought to us this morning, say, let's go. Let's go. Thank you, Jesus. Just like last week, Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, say it together. Not gets me every time. I think we've started a new trend. You see, we find Paul writing a letter from prison to warn the church at Philippi about these outside distractions, we relate, that are trying their best to hinder the Philippian church from being the faithful followers of Christ that God has called them to be. Now, these are haters that were trying to distract and discourage the Philippians, and they were called Judaizers. Earlier in the chapter, they were called dogs. They were called troublemakers. They were called legalists. Watch out. Right? And the Judaizers, they were a fundamentalist group of people who tried to do everything by the book of the law. You see, they taught and preached that being a true Christian meant following all the literal laws in the Bible, dotting every I and crossing every T, being very religious in their lifestyle. And the Judaizers thought God would only accept them if they walked like a Jew, talked like a Jew, lived like a Jew, ate like Jews, wore their hair like Jews, and acted more Jew than the Jewish people themselves. That's it. And I can tell you that just like Paul told the Philippian church, God doesn't care how religious we are if we have no relationship with him. That'll preach right there, won't it? God doesn't care how much we know about being and acting Christian if it's not done with a sincere and loving heart. And the Judaizers thought they knew how to be Christ-like, but they had no idea, did they? You see, Paul was hungry for a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. That was his goal. And Paul wanted to know Jesus so deep that he said in verse 10, I want to know him. I want to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformed unto his death. Paul finally found his purpose to run in this life, to keep moving forward, which was to live like Jesus, which was to live like Christ. In other words, Paul had one goal in life, to live for, to suffer for, and to die for his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That was it. So no matter what Paul encountered, how hard it got, whether he was in jail or he was dealing with haters, Paul was determined to keep running towards his goal, amen? To keep moving forward. And so Paul strapped on his running shoes, he got in the blocks, and he ran to be more like Jesus in all that he did. Paul was writing to encourage the church at Philippi to stay faithful. Don't get discouraged. And to keep running towards your goals and purpose. So here, on my 120th Sunday, as pastor of this tremendous church, I believe God has sent me here today to tell y'all that whatever your goals and purposes are this year, stay faithful. Don't get discouraged. Don't quit. Don't get weary in well-doing. Work together. Ignore those haters. Love God. Love others. Love yourselves. And keep running. Keep running. Do you hear me this morning? Keep running. So the question is, well, why should I keep running? Why do you have to ask that? Just keep running. But I gotta have some answers. I gotta still have a little bit of control in my life. Well, just because we're human and we're broken people, I'm gonna tell you why we should keep running and why we should keep moving forward. And number one is because we have to finish what we start. 2 Corinthians 8:11 says, now finish the work, so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your means. You see, we should keep running because we've got work to do. We've got something to finish. You're not done yet. We look at the text and Paul says in verse 12, I'm not saying this because I have it all together, because I've made it, but I'm well on my way. And so Paul suggests to us that he's already on his way towards his purpose, which is being more like Jesus. So in his mind, if I'm on my way, then why am I going to stop now? Why am I not going to keep pressing on? Why am I not going to keep moving forward? And so sometimes for some of us, the hardest thing to do in life is to get started towards our purpose and our goals, right? We like to procrastinate, don't we? Think about it 5 or 6 times, pray about it, research it, Google it, pray about it some more, ask some friends about it, pray about it again, get distracted, change our minds, and then after all that deliberating, we never get started. Church, listen this morning. Don't think about it. Quit thinking about it. Just rise up and move forward today. Come on. In this text, God is using Paul to tell us that it's time to finish what you started. Whatever it is, move forward. So perhaps someone in here today, there's got to be somebody in here today, you've already started school and you've taken that break. Life got in the way. You wrote that business plan. You started that diet. You began that program. You've applied for that job. You've bought that ring. You began writing that book. You're starting towards your goals. I'm here to tell you this morning, now it's time to finish what you started. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you can keep running because you've got what it takes. Hear me this morning, you've got what it takes. You're smart enough, you're gifted enough, you're talented enough, you're strong enough, you know enough people, you have the support, and God is with you. So finish what you started, run that race, get after it, and keep moving, keep going. Right here at Cove Church, the Chase campus, amazing things have begun to happen. They've unraveled over the last couple of years. And there's a lot of people. There's a lot of prayers. There's a lot of work that has been done before that has been the catalyst of what we've seen happen. Lives have been touched. Hearts have been changed. Souls have been saved. Giving has increased. The community is being reached. But the best is yet to come. We ain't seen it yet. Don't you get comfortable up in here, all right? In the future, there's still more lives to be saved. There's land to be built on. There's a county to be transformed, and there's people to lead. So we, together, have got to finish what we started. Who in the world's with me? Told you it was that kind of day. We got some Hampton Cove people up in here. They may not make it to Hampton Cove for the second service because I may not stop. Listen to what God is saying. Since you've already started on your way, why in the world are you going to turn back now? Keep running. When you feel like giving up, let this word be a reminder to keep pushing towards the mark. Keep pressing towards the mark. Keep fighting towards the mark, praying towards the mark, straining towards the mark, like a sprinter in a race. Lean towards the mark because you're almost there. The goal is in reach. The finish line is near. Now, finish what you started. That is why we should keep moving forward. Because in verse 14, we also see Paul says, I press on. Say it with me, toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Amen. And the second reason to keep moving forward, running gets you closer to the prize. James 1:12 says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. We can't quit. You can't quit. My kids know there's two words that are not allowed in their vocabulary. Can't and quit. Remove them from yours. We can't quit because running gets us closer to our prize. Our destiny is the prize. It's our crown. Eternity with Jesus is the crown. You see, Paul's goal was to reach Jesus, which should ultimately be our eternal purpose. But God has also called us to an earthly purpose. The text says in verse 14 that God is beckoning us onward towards Jesus. beckoning us. And to beckon is to signal or to entice someone or something by gestures such as waving or nodding or jumping or doing whatever it takes to get that person from where they are to come to where you are. Maybe you're not feeling me this morning. Let me make it a little clearer. How many of you have ever seen a relay race in the Olympics? I love the Olympics. You've seen those races, right? You got the 4x100 relay race. I love watching those relay races. And in the relay race, each race is designated for a certain distance, and the team who gets to the finish line first wins the ultimate prize, right? Gold medal. Here we go. So if you pay close enough attention, whenever it's time to pass that baton, the runner on the receiving end is always beckoning the incoming sprinter to their location on the track. Let's go. Run faster. Run all the way through. Come on. However, this is what always intrigues me, and I love watching, is the exchange of the baton between the third sprinter and the anchor sprinter. The last one. The anchor sprinter is always the last sprinter. Anyone who knows anything about track knows that you always put your fastest, strongest, most confident, and most capable runner in the anchor position. Come on, somebody. You hear what I'm saying, right? And so on the last leg, the incoming runner has to reach his or her hand out to put the baton into the hands of the outgoing runner, the ongoing runner, the one that's going to finish the race. It's the anchor's job to carry the baton to the finish line. You missed it again. One sprinter has to reach out and pass the baton. You pass the baton to the sprinter that he trusts is faster, a sprinter that is stronger, a sprinter that is better, a sprinter that is more capable of finishing the race and bringing home the gold, which is the ultimate prize. And in case there's a few of you just a little bit lagging this morning, you need help this morning to acknowledge what I'm trying to say. In this race called life, we are the third sprinter, and Jesus is our anchor. Now, I'm talking about Jesus. He is the great sprinter. He's the one that's going to help run this race when you got him to pass the baton and put all of everything into his hands. Put everything you got into his hands. Reach out and put your purpose in his hands. Reach out and put your pain in his hands. Reach out and put your addictions in his hands. Come on, somebody. Reach out and put your problems in his hands. Reach out and put your entire life in his hands. Reach out and put everything that you got in his hands. Put your family, your relationship, your finances, everything that causes you to be weary, everything that causes you anxiety, put it in his hands and keep running. Reach out to Jesus because he will carry you to the prize. Put it all in his hands. I'm telling you, his hands can handle it. I know he can handle it because Jesus is bigger. Jesus is faster. Jesus is stronger. Jesus is wiser. And Jesus is better for the job anyway. And so I feel like this morning I hear Jesus saying to some of you, come on, man of God. Come on, king. Come on, mighty man of valor. Come on, queen. Come on, virtuous woman. Come on, child of God. Just keep running to me. I'll run it for you. Let's go. Just surrender to me. Jesus is saying, just a little more commitment. Just a little bit more giving of yourself. Just a little bit more praying. Just a little bit more trust. Come on. You've got it. Little more hope. Little more faith. Little bit more effort. Come on. I'm here with you. Keep running. Don't look at the bills. Don't look at the storms of life. Don't listen to the busybodies around you. Don't listen to the haters. Don't be discouraged. Keep fighting. Fight through the temptations. Ignore the haters. Keep pressing. Keep reaching. Keep running. And when times get tough and life gets hard, guess what? When you feel like giving up a little bit extra and you have no strength to run, keep running. Don't stop. Keep running towards Jesus. Well, Ryan, you could have told us that in a lot calmer way. Here, I get it. I mean, if you told me to keep running, You could have whispered it in my ear and I would have gotten the point. I can't because I've discovered my passion. I've discovered my purpose. And that's what's going to get me closer to the prize. Well, I ain't got no friends to call. Keep running. Well, no one's by my side. Poor me. Keep running. No money in the bank. I mean, I ain't got no money in the bank. Can't do nothing. Got no money. Can't buy any. I got ramen noodles. That's it. Keep running. No relief from the pressure of school. I mean, I got homework and tests and quizzes on top of others. I don't understand how to teach. Keep running. There's no answer when my kids are rebelling. I don't know what I'm going to do. Keep running. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know what I'm going to do. The pain's way, way too heavy. Keep running. I got tears coming down my face all the time. I'm always crying. Keep running. Mama's not around. Daddy's not around. Keep running. In running, Jesus will give you strength in your weakness. In running, Jesus will encourage us when we feel discouraged. In running, when we fall, Jesus will be there to pick us up. In running, Jesus will turn our trash into a treasure. In running, Jesus will take our mess and he will make it a message. In running, Jesus will take our pain and he will turn it into purpose. So run on, brother. Run on, sister. Don't bail out. Don't stop. Don't quit now. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Keep pressing on. Keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling. Keep pushing. Keep struggling. Keep fighting. Keep living. Keep moving forward. I don't have anything else to say but to ask you this question this morning. Do I have anybody, as the band comes forward, who's ready to keep running? Who's ready to stand with us? I said, who's ready to stand and to keep running? Who's ready to see God do what only he can do in your life when you say, I'm going to be relentless in my pursuit. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to look all the mountains, all the obstacles, all my haters in the face and say, you've got nothing. I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the evil one in the name of Jesus. Who brought troubles up in here this morning? Who brought obstacles with you this morning? Anybody else? Who brought struggles with you in here this morning? Who's going to be honest to say, wave your hand, don't wave your big toe, wave your hand this morning and say, I am overwhelmed. Who's ready to take a stand and to quit making excuses? I am tired of excuses. Who's tired of excuses? I'm tired of excuses in my own life. And so I only relate to you this morning to say I'm tired of excuses. I won't slap y'all's heart. Who's tired of excuses this morning? Who's ready to rise up and to keep moving forward? Because there is no need to continue to move any direction the rest of this day or the rest of this year if you're sitting there and you're thinking, well, I got a few things that I would like to dabble in a little bit longer. Then you're settling. You're settling for God's purpose in your life. I spit all over you. And I don't want to settle anymore. So whatever it is, my challenge to you today, I'm not promised to be with you on the 20th. I'm not promised to see you tomorrow. My promise, my purpose is to stand before you right now here today. And to say, why would you not give him your everything? What reason or justification could you give right now? Look me in the eye and say, this is the reason, because this is worth more. We learned last week that there is nothing. Listen, there is nothing outside of Jesus that you've been fighting for all these years that's worth it. Nothing. Nothing. So lay it down. Well, that's not how my church rolls. That's not how I grew up. Holy Spirit, fall on these people. Fill us up. We can't do it, but we want to. We want to keep moving forward. So Holy Spirit, fall on this place. Fall in these hearts and these souls and do what only you can. Reveal to them that if they are a Christ follower, that they have the power within them. They just got to tap into it. No more excuses. Help us. And if they're not a Christ follower, if they're standing here today and they're still doubting, we welcome doubt. We welcome those people that are thinking this thing through. Today, I believe that you've put it upon their heart that they're in desperate need of Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And they need to come forward and grab the hand of one of our prayer partners or myself and to make that known that they need Jesus. I don't know why the altar is not full right now, Father. I don't know why we are so scared to move when you call us to. I don't know why we're standing there in fear of what other people think. We should only be concerned with what you think. But right now, I call the family of God to push out from behind those chairs, to fall on their face, and to commit to move forward. Right now, Holy Spirit, do what only you can. I pray that you would overwhelm each soul, every single person that's here, with whatever it is that they continue to allow to hold them back. All things are possible with you. You are able. Jesus is enough. We surrender and we move forward today. It's in your name we praise these things and continue to worship.